Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's always a pleasure. And thank you for continuing to listen. Those of you who have been, if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you did that. I think you're going to be glad you did too, because Anita Rosen is with us, ladies and gentlemen. You know who Anita is. Anita is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. We just could not do without her. She's one of the top minds in the country when it comes to e-commerce, when it comes to your internet strategy, your online strategy. I don't know anybody that we can talk to who's got a better understanding of where we are and where we're going. She is one of the pioneers of this whole thing, and this whole cyberspace e-commerce environment that we have. She helped found one of the first e-commerce websites on the planet, and the interesting thing, folks. That sounds like, you know, what is she, like 105 or something? All this happened in the 90s, basically. That's what's so crazy about all the stuff we're doing. Anita Rosen is the author of the E-Commerce Question and Answer book, and I'm glad to say she's our good friend. Anita, welcome back.
Well, it's great to be back.
Isn't it cool to be able to be called a pioneer about something and not really be that old?
You know, I wish I could say I wasn't that old.
I know you're not. Well, look. I mean, you know, we've been. I know you were doing the e-commerce thing with Netscape, right?
Yeah.
In 95.
Yeah.
We've been streaming, simulcasting our show since January of 98.
Yeah.
That makes us one of the pioneers in that world.
Yeah.
So you know, and I I'm just a baby. that's my story, and I'm sticking to it, Anita.
Oh, good, you stick with it.
That's right. Hey, you've got XML on your mind, as opposed
to. And I'm
sure
all of your people are like, huh?
Yeah, they're saying, okay, reach for the channel. Don't turn the channel yet, folks. We're gonna make this relevant to you. Don't worry. There's HTML.
Yep.
And then there's XML.
Yeah.
All right, tell us the difference.
Well, and I'm sure all of you are saying is, why do I even care?
Yeah.
Because one of the things that you kind of have to know what some of these technologies are, because you go to buy something, and the vendor goes XML, and you're like, huh? And then you go to the next one, they go XML, and you're like, oh, yeah, that's cool. That's what I need to have is that XML. You have no idea what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you get sold snake oil.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of important to kind of know what some of these words, expressions are.
Right.
And have an idea of what they're doing for you.
How they're relevant to our business model.
Yeah, because, you know, you go to buy something and they're telling you how wonderful it is, and, you know, maybe it's wonderful and maybe it means it's absolutely nebulous. And
mm-hmm.
you kind of need to know that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I think what I find is a lot of people use XML, and it really, for that solution, it's nebulous and they think it's important. Because the vendors told them how important it is. So you need to know what it is.
So what is XML?
All it really is a file format. You know how CSV is a file format for Excel?
Most of us don't, but go ahead.
You know, if you're going to bring in a name, address, telephone numbers, and you save them in your Excel spreadsheet.
Right.
And then you want to export them to something else.
Right.
It's all, or if you bring them in, it's all in a comma separated variable format.
Right.
XML.
Right. Now many of us have done that. We get a list of names. They're comma. What do they call it? Comma delimited or something like that?
Yeah, comma separated CSV.
Yeah, and so you if you get a list of names, folks, somebody sends you a list of names. If they're set up right, you've dropped them into a spreadsheet, into an Excel spreadsheet or something like that, and they go, they all go where they're supposed to go.
Right. Or you can bring them into Word and do a mail merge.
Right.
If you know
exactly.
What they all are.
Right.
So there's a bunch of stuff you can do once you save this information.
Right.
And you have it saved, you need to kind of know how it's being saved.
Mm-hmm.
That's what XML is. It's for the web.
So XML is an application?
Nope. It's not an application. Now you got to build an application. Because you'll have a vendor and they'll say, our application's wonderful because we use XML.
What would be an example of an application that somebody would try to sell us that would be an XML?
A
brand name necessarily,
much
just an application.
Anything that has data in it. If they're selling you a web application and it has data in it, there's a couple of different ways they can. Are we going?
Yeah, hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back to this. Folks, I promise you, if this isn't already happened to you, it will happen to you. And you need to know about this. And Anita may be the only person on the planet who can help you and me understand this in plain English. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Do you say the same words to someone else when I'm not there?
They ask me how I knew.
Hey, Jim, and all the gang at the Small Business Advocate Show. It's Wilma Goldstein from the SBA. Congratulations on your 10th anniversary, and may you have 10 more. 10 years? 10 years?
Something here inside. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website's our smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find our show, all the different ways, including the podcasting capability of all of our shows, all of the archives, all the way back to 99, thousands of those, and every topic under the Small Business Sun. And, of course, we got articles the same way, thousands of them by me and my Brain Trust members like our good friend Anita Rosen, who's with us right now. You can subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes on Sunday by email. It gets you ready for the week ahead. The blog is updated every weekday. Boy, howdy, have we got some stuff for you there. And all you got to do is show up. If you can get there, we'll let you hang out with us. No cost. No barrier to entry. Just hang out with us. Use our stuff. And, of course, we have our knowledge base, which is askjim.biz. So check that out. We have questions. We have your questions anticipated. We've got answers waiting on you. So go there and check it out and use it to your advantage. No barrier to entry there either. It's all free for you. Anita Rosen is our guest, as I said. She's the author of the e-commerce question and answer book. And we're talking about XML. Anita, I need you to give me a better example of how, give me a more everyman example of how we might use XML in our everyday operation of our small business.
Okay, you're transferring, you're saving data.
Right.
Let's say you are real estate.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to save all the transactions that happened in your community.
Right.
And you want to save them so that people can access them on the web.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're just going to save them in your office and you weren't going to have people access them on the web, you might put them in an Excel spreadsheet.
Right.
If you're going to do it on the web, you'll use XML. So
will XML be? XML will be. I'm sorry. Go ahead. You were going to say, well, all XML is what?
That's how you're saving the data, because XML is how you save data over the web.
Okay.
Using the web. It's the web way of saving data. Now you need to create a program to do something with that data.
Yeah.
But you now have it in a web format.
Now, does XML present to the user, or does it have to be converted to HTML?
You can use XML to present, but you now have to tell the browser what it's presenting. Because what do you want to see? Just a bunch of names?
Yeah.
You know, you just don't want to show the data.
Isn't XML used a lot for like technical presentations? Where the person using it
doesn't... Where it's being used is now people are creating what's called XML databases.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can do what you do with your database. It's just how data is being stored.
Right.
But what the problem, and you have to realize that it's just something basic as it's the web way of storing data.
Mm-hmm.
Because the problem that happens to small business people is they walk in and some vendor sits there and says, our product is the best because it's XML and you have to have XML.
Right.
And it doesn't provide you with anything more than data storage.
So what are you telling us? Are you telling us we shouldn't?
What I'm saying is when they're telling you it's XML, understand that all it's giving you is data storage. And
mm-hmm.
you're like, yeah, I got a database. I've got data storage already. Tell me now what really makes yours different. And
right.
What they're trying to do is they say XML, and they want you to think it's open and wonderful, and it's still proprietary.
Right.
Because it's someone like coming in there and saying, we've got an application, and it's wonderful because we use CSV, and you're like, yeah. Okay, now tell me what's wonderful.
Everybody has commas. I've got lots of commas. I don't need more commas.
Exactly. Now
yeah.
Tell me what's wonderful. Okay, great. So you're using the web format.
So what you're saying is, if somebody says, "Hey, I got a website. Don't you want to come see it?" Well, you know what? There are a lot of websites out there. Why should I come see it?
Exactly.
And that's what you're saying. If somebody comes to you and says, "Hey, we're XML. Don't be impressed with that. Be impressed with how they're applying the XML."
Exactly. That's why I brought it up, because what I see, I talk to people and they go, "But they're XML," and you're like, "But what are they doing with it? It's XML."
Yeah.
And you're like, "But."
Right.
So?
That's like saying, buy my car because it uses gasoline.
Exactly. And you're like, but what's great about it? Gasoline. Don't you know what's great about gasoline?
So what would a person say to you to impress you if the guy said, you know what, our program is XML, is XML, and this is what it means to you? How would he? That's what you're saying they ought to be saying to you. So what would that sound like? What would he be? How would he say?
Now what kind of program is it? Now they got to start impressing you. So you used XML as your file format. Okay, that's good because that's a modern file format. So maybe if I'm sending information to different places on the web, that makes it easier because it's the web's file format,
mm-hmm.
where CSV is Excel's file format.
Mm-hmm.
So. Now, okay, fine. What do they have to do to impress me? Now you got to impress me. You haven't done anything yet to impress
right.
me.
But what would be a real commercial application for the average company that would let's say we're a manufacturer.
Well, if you're a manufacturer, like Rosetta Stone is an XML format
mm-hmm.
for manufacturing, and if they use Rosetta Stone. And then all the other companies you're dealing with,
mm-hmm.
your suppliers, you are all using Rosetta Stone or some other XML format. What that says is it's really easy to send and receive data
mm-hmm.
from those other people. But it's not the XML. It's the piece on top of it, because Rosetta Stone says that value in my database or my XML database stands for something. Because what can value mean? Value could be price of product. Value could be cost of product. You need to have it all the same.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about a really basic thing as XML. And the problem that I see is vendors make it bigger than it is.
Right.
And people don't know. And they're impressed with XML.
Hold on to that thought, Anita. We're going to take a quick break, come right back, and we're going to wrap this up on the other side of these messages. 10 till. Anita Rosen is our guest. She's the author of the e-commerce question and answer book.
Oh, I was warned about her love.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust, Anita Rosen. Anita, give us your website and tell us a little bit about what you guys do.
AnitaRosen.com. And I do consulting on project management and product launches. And that's pretty much what I do, and I'm very familiar with
what's
going on.
But you also specialize in distance learning, too, don't you?
And I also do distance learning, e-learning.
Yeah, e-learning, and she's at the forefront of that whole thing, folks, if you want to know more about that. In fact, that's what your next book's going to be about, right?
Correct.
And that's going to be available when?
I don't know. I get it to my editor March 1.
So sometime in 08, probably.
Yeah, so I don't know how long it's going to take them from when they have to do their editorial review.
Can we promise...
It takes them a couple months to go through it.
Can we promise my audience that you'll launch it on this show?
Definitely.
All right, so that's what we're going to do, folks. You got that to look forward to. See, I'm already giving you things to look forward to in 08. Who else does that for you? Who loves you, folks? Anita Rosen is talking to us, folks, about XML and making sure what she's doing here is making sure that as you buy these applications, as you talk to vendors about technology, You know, you and I, the average person out there would be impressed if somebody said, oh, this is XML, and you bought it and you found out that it really wasn't going to do what you needed it to do. And you know, whenever I buy a technology, I may actually understand some of the underlying gear inside, Anita. Some of it maybe I won't, some of it I will. Maybe more than the average bear, because I've been around technology for more than 30 years. But what I tell them to do is show me what this is going to look like when my customer looks at it. Show me how it's going to deliver to the customer. And I want to see that.
And that's the big thing. I mean, it's not, the XML is great because it's the web's way of transferring data. Mm-hmm. And it's very powerful, the same way that a database is powerful. You can now get databases that are XML-based as opposed to binary-based.
Mm-hmm.
But XML on its own just doesn't mean anything. It's just saying, you know, it's like someone giving you a page and you're saying, what's great about this page? And you're like, HTML, which mm-hmm. is how you create web pages.
Right.
And it's not great unless the content in it is great.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if the web is, you know, if it's an interesting page. I mean, XML is great because you could take an XML and you can output it as PDF. So there's a lot of all these web flexibility.
There are a lot of different ways of applying an XML stored information. It can be, as you say, it could be PDF, or it could be put to a website, a web page, or
exactly.
Or could it be?
But someone has to do that. That needs to
right.
be the next step, and that's
right.
what you have to ask the vendor. Is like, okay, great. So use XML, and what's that going to give
mm-hmm.
me? And if they'll say, well, that makes it really nice because all of your output that you're going to be sending, all of your, you know, invoices, that our whole thing is based on XML because it makes it really easy to send PDF documents, invoices, to your customers.
Right. And to store
that
information.
That's the benefit.
And to store that. Would it ever be associated with our catalogs?
Sure.
So like if we,
it's
like
all
if
being
we were creating
catalog is all being saved in XML format.
If we were creating a catalog for our e-commerce site,
yeah,
would XML? Go ahead.
You can use XML as your data format.
Mm-hmm.
Is how you store it as opposed to.
But see,
to
most of us in either are not going to decide that. We're going to hire somebody who's going to help us decide. But we
exactly
right. So
you're
so
not
how
be
do,
creating an XML format.
Right. Right. Somebody else is going to be doing that for us. So we got about a minute left. How do we make sure that we're getting the right application?
You know what? Don't worry about this piece of it.
Mm-hmm.
This piece is really, you know, you don't ask typically, so what language did you write the application
mm-hmm.
in?
You're just saying don't be impressed. Don't be overly impressed and buy something just because somebody says it's XML.
Because typically my experience is vendors that push XML too much.
Yeah.
What they're doing is they're trying to make something that's proprietary sound open. You
right.
see, we're very open. We use XML.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's why I say the snake oil. As soon as I hear a vendor start toting their XML, I start getting concerned. What are they hiding from me?
Now, folks, this is one of those things where, you know how when you hear a new word, you never heard it before, and then the next day you hear it three times. This is what's going to happen. You're going to, even though you haven't had this XML issue yet, within the next month, somebody's going to try to do this with you, and you're going to remember what Anita warned you about, and you're going to be glad you did. Hey, Anita, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Anita. Anita Rosen, folks, you know she's the best. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. I'm Jim Blassingame, and as you know, this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.